sports media. The XMC Road Media.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, last chance for Phil Platt. It'll be 8-9-1. It'll be Hannon Swallow, Haston Fun on him back to the top of the order, and Drew Ardwin. New pitch in the ballgame for Bossier, another right-hander. That's Ryan Ante, number 24. That's the first time we've seen him in this tournament that I can remember. Skinny right-hander comes in. And we'll see if Bill Platt can do some damage here. Boy, if they could get back to that top again. They did it back in the sixth inning to tie this thing up. The Bossier catcher has had an equipment malfunction. He goes in to get another helmet. Probably the old, they have more trouble with those throat guards, I tell you. I guess when the catcher goes to throw their mask off, they grab it, and eventually it just breaks. I think he's got his original mask fixed. Now he comes back behind the plate. So we're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Bill Platt down two runs here in extra innings. State championship game. Now, how does the new pitcher coming into the game at this point handle the pressure? We'll find out momentarily. Hannon Swallow's going to lead things on. Hannon's 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the third, struck out in the fifth. Inti is not throwing many strikes during his warm-ups. Not that that means anything. And here we go in the bottom of the seventh inning. And here's Hannon Swallow stepping to the plate for Phil Platt. Again, 1-for-2 today. Ace and Fontenot's on deck. Wind up, and here's the pitch. Wild pitch goes back to the screen. That wasn't even close. It's 1-0. Smiley saw that. They're going to be doing some taking here. That one was way in the left-handed batter's box. Perhaps he slipped, did Ante, as he's doing a little dirt work there around the landing spot for his foot. Goes to the rosin bag, steps back up on the rubber. 1-0 on Hannon Swallow. And here's the 1-0 pitch. May outside, ball two. 2-0. Hannon steps back into the box with a count of 2-0. Ante into the windup. Here's his pitch. That's low, ball three. 3-0. No doubt he'll be taking again here. Swallow steps back in. Wind up. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's low. Ball four. He called it a strike. You kidding. 3-1. On Hannon Swallow. And here comes the 3-1 pitch. That's high. Ball four. And Bill Platt has the lead man on here in the seventh inning. And for Haston Fontenot, with the top of the order, Drew Ardwin on deck. Haston single to left field and scored back in the sixth inning for Phil Platt. Corners up for Bossier. As Haston stands in, here's the pitch. Takes it low for a ball. It's 1-0. Haston. Back in the box, here's the 1-0. That's a strike, and it's 1-1. Haston stands back in the box with a count of 1-1. Wind up, and here comes his pitch. He looks to bunt, takes a wild pitch. It goes back to the screen, and Hannon goes on down to second base. So it's 2-1 on Haston. Bossier, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning here at the 2009 Super 10 State Tournament. 2-1 on Haston. Here's the windup. And the pitch inside, ball three. It's 3-1 with the top of the order on deck. Haston digs in. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Antee. Ground ball to the right side. Second baseman has it, throws him out. One gone, and down to third goes Hannon. And here's Drew Ardwin. Drew is 0-3 today. He's flying to left, struck out, and grounded to the mound. Actually, the ground out to the mound was on a bunt earlier. Tried to bunt his way on. Dylan Doucette's on deck for Phil Platt. Ardwin stands in. Wind up in the pitch. High fly ball, well hit in the center. It's going to go over his head. It's off the fence. Hannon's going to score. Drew's headed to second base. He will be in with a double, and it's 4-3. Drew does it again. Drew Ardwin doubles off the center field fence. And here's Dylan Doucette, and I would not be surprised to see Bossier put him on here. Dylan's 2-3 today. He's flying out, tripled, and singled. Tying run at second base with only one out for Phil Platt here in the seventh. On deck is Caleb Swallow. Here's Dylan. Can you say two-run walk-off home run here? Rosin bag time for Antee as he steps back on the rubber. Dylan cocks his bat, calls time, steps out. Dylan hadn't hit a home run yet. He's been close in this tournament, but look out. Now would be the time. Wind up, here's the pitch to Doucette. Wild, well, nope, not a wild pitch. I thought it was going to be wild. A nice backhanded stop by the catcher to keep Drew at second base. 1-0 on Dylan Doucette. Wind up, and here's the pitch to Doucette. That's low, oh my, an ankle-high pitch. Phil Platt has not got that call all day. Now he calls one off the shoe top. Unbelievable. 1-1. Are you surprised? One ball and one strike on Doucette. Wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Doucette was right in his wheelhouse, tried to blast it out of here, and he swung through it. He's down 1-2 now. Now he needs to put it in play. Tying run at second base, one out. Dylan at the plate. Wind up, here's the pitch to Doucette. In the dirt, bounces away. Drew's headed to third. The tying run at third base. 2-2 on Dylan Doucette. Now we'll see if Bossier brings in the infield here. No signal yet. Dylan needs to put her. Nope, they're going to play him back. The ground ball could tie the ball game here for Phil Platt. Count is 2-2. Wind up. Here's the pitch. High ball three. A full count on Doucette. If they walk Doucette, I can almost guarantee you they're going to walk Swallow as well. To load the bases. Perhaps not. That would put the winning run at second base. Tying run at third right now. With one out, the count is full on Dylan Doucette, and he steps back in. Wind up and the pitch to Doucette. In the dirt, ball four. Phil Platt has him at the corners with only one out. Dylan just goes on down to second base. He's trying to get in a rundown, but they ignore him. So now the tying and game-winning runs are in scoring position for Caleb Swallow. Out comes the Bossier coach, and they're going to walk Swallow to load him up. This is the exact same scenario we had back in the sixth inning. They're going to load the bases, and it's going to be up to Stafford to win the game, or tie or win the game for Phil Platt. Pretty much a guarantee here that they walk Caleb Swallow. We're going to have a pitching change. Bossier's going to change pitchers. We'll take a timeout. Don't go away. This is the 10-year-old state championship game. It's Bossier 4, Phil Platt 3 here in the seventh inning. Back after this on Oldies 92.5 KVPI.
Beth and Rocky Ryder, owners of Rocky Ryder Auto Sales, are proud sponsors of this game. Good luck, Phil Platt All-Stars. Rocky Rider Auto Sales on East Main has a great selection of the finest pre-owned vehicles around. They offer a warranty on all vehicles, as well as financing and a notary on site. Beth and Rocky take pride in offering only the best pre-owned vehicles. Come check them out at Rocky Rider's Auto Sales, East Main in Ville Platte, your hometown car dealer.
HealthWorks Rehab is proud to help sponsor the broadcast of these games. Come in and visit with physical therapists Andy Poche and David Vidrain, offering physical therapy, orthopedic rehab, industrial rehab and ergonomics, sports performance training, and diabetic foot wound care. HealthWorks Rehab also specializes in manual therapy techniques and functional exercise training. Call 363-2600. HealthWorks Rehab at 1477 West LaSalle in Ville Platte, helping everybody work.
A Canadiana sports media, the accents here on Canadiana.
All right, Ville Platte crowd up on their feet. New pitch in a ball game for Bossier. It's going to be right-hander Jake Parrilly. I think he came in late in yesterday's game. Now, we're going to find out if they're going to walk Swallow, which I would think they would to load him up. And now we're going to have Parrilly's going to the Bossier dugout for some reason or another. 4-3 Bossier. Ville Platte will just not go away here. Bossier led 2-0 going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Ville Platte tied it at 2 apiece. Had the winning run at third with one out. Couldn't get him in. Bossier added 2 in the top of the seventh inning. Ville Platte has scored 1 so far, and they have the tying run at third, the winning run at second with only one out. And the 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming to the plate. And the pitcher, Parrilly, looks awfully nervous walking back to the mound. He looks very nervous, and I can attest to that. There's a lot of nervous people here in the stands, too. Caleb Swallow will step to the plate, and I really believe they're going to put him on here. We'll find out. Umpire will dust off the plate. Ville Platte crowd stomping and cheering from the first base side. Lots of people standing outside the fence as well watching this one. All right, Eric, looks like they're going to pitch to him. Caleb steps to the plate. Infield drawn up for Bossier. Here's a stretch by Parrilly in the pitch. Strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. My goodness gracious. 0-1 on Caleb Swallow. Here's the stretch. Here comes the 0-1. Now ball base hit in the center field. One run's going to score. Doucette coming around third. They're going to hold him at third base. We're tied again. What if ball nearly hit Doucette? That's why he had to hold up. Caleb Swallow comes through. We're tied again at 4 apiece. Runners at the corners. Big hit from Caleb Swallow right back through the middle. Now you got the speed with Dillon at third, and here comes Bossier, and I would bet they're going to put Stafford on this time. 4-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ville Platte has Dillon Doucette standing at third base. Pressure now not only on the pitcher but the catcher. A pass ball, Dillon scores. All right. The meeting is over. Swallow at first base for Ville Platte. Doucette at third. Swallow's run means nothing. Dillon Doucette, the winning run at third base here in the seventh inning. Jesse Stafford is up. They're going to put him on. And the first one is outside, ball one. They better watch out here. These kids aren't used to doing this. It gets by. Doucette's going to be streaking home. And the 1-0 is a strike. The scoreboard, the power has gone off here. We have lost power. I think I'm still on. The electricity is out here in Ville Platte. I'm just hoping my phone stays on here. I hope I'm still connected. Guys, if we're not, it gets away, but the runners hold. This is unbelievable. The power, they need to stop this thing. The power is off. I don't know if I'm still on the air. Ian, if you can hear me back there, yelling, let me know if I'm still on the air. Okay, thank you. I hope my battery's hold up. We have no power at the ballpark. What a time for that. My batteries are still alive in my box here. So let's hope they hold on. The phone was charging, so I think we're okay. Guys at the station, make sure you got the tape running for this one. My tape recorder has died due to the electricity. The bases are loaded. Jacob Dupre will step to the plate. Here's the pitch. Low and away, ball one, it's 1-0. Winning run at third base for Phil Platt with one out. Jacob Dupre to play with a count of 1-0. Dupre could win it here with a base hit. Bossier's infield drawn up. Wind up in the pitch. Popped up out of play, and that evens the count at 1-1. This team has battled, and battled. Can this be the one? Here's the pitch. High pop-up. You got to be kidding me. First baseman in foul territory. He can't make it off the screen. Goodness. And the count is 1-2. Thanks for the text messages, guys. Tony Vidrain, let me know I'm still on the air. Let's hope this battery holds up. Here comes the two-strike pitch to Dupre. Missed inside, and it's 2-2, I think. Two balls and two strikes. Dupre stands back in, 2-2. Lined up and the pitch. Outside, it's a full count, nowhere to put him. We'll take it. What pressure on the pitcher, the catcher, the hitter, everybody. 3-2, a walk here would win the game for Phil Platt. Dupre stands in. Here comes the payoff pitch from the right-hander. Foul back into the screen. Dupre hangs in there. Count stays full. 4-4, bottom of the seventh inning. One out, bases loaded for Phil Platt. Again, the electricity has gone out here at the ballpark. Here comes the payoff pitch again. How grounded to third. Third baseman has it. He comes home in time. Two gone. My goodness. Phil Platt just cannot find the hole. Doucette is forced out at home plate. Two outs. 5-2 on the putout. Bases remain loaded. Caleb Swallow now represents the winning run at third. And here's Zach Thomas for Phil Platt. He's 0-3 today. Struck out, grounded out, reached on the fielder's choice. Bossier's infield back at normal depth now. Here's the pitch to Thomas. Ground ball in the center field. Base hit. Phil Platt wins. Phil Platt's going to the World Series. Celebration time. Caleb Swallow has won the game for Zach Thomas for Phil Platt. They win it 5-4. What a comeback. What a baseball game this has been.